Good morning, everyone. My name is Brandon. I'm one of the pastors here at Legacy. I'm so glad to be here worshiping with you, whether it's Sunday morning or whatever day of the week you are joining us. Last week, we saw that when we have had enough, we need to breathe and listen for God's whisper. This month, we're going to spend our time in four short verses, learning how we can find peace and joy in Christ, no matter what our level of anxiety might be, regardless of the calm or chaos that's around us. So hear now the word again from Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. One of my favorite podcasts to listen to while exercising or walking the dog is Car Talk. It is two Boston auto mechanics occasionally talking about car repairs, but more often than not, they're laughing their way through an hour-long radio show. They help callers diagnose and fix their vehicles and sometimes relationship issues. Now, one problem that comes up on a regular basis, what to do with the check engine light. So often when a caller tells them that the light is on and their car symptoms really don't affect the drivability, they diagnose the light is on for no reason. So their solution? Just take a piece of black electrical tape, cover over that light. Don't worry about it. Problem solved. Ignore it. It's like that light isn't even on. Man, if only anxiety and worries in our lives were as easy to fix as that check engine light with electrical tape. Just put tape on our pain. Fixed. Relationship problems. Tape it over. Financial woes? Cover it up. Medical issues? Ignore it. Except if we ignore anxiety, it can cripple us in our lives, so much so that we cannot get out of bed in the morning. What if, instead, we thought of anxiety as the check engine light in our lives? Instead of covering it up with black tape, it's a warning light, urging us to act. Something is going on. Something is causing stress and worry and anxiety. And anxiety is that light on the dashboard of our lives telling us we gotta sit up, we gotta pay attention, we gotta make changes, we have to get help, because if we don't, we are going to break down and we're gonna be unable to function. What if anxiety is the warning light telling us it is way long past time for us to pray? Paul, the author of Philippians, the first century church planter, urges us not to worry and to be anxious about nothing, but to pray about everything, absolutely everything. Paul, the man who spent so much time in prison for telling people this outlandish claim that Jesus is Lord, he cultivated a lifestyle where he turned his anxieties and worries over to God all the time. Our list of worries is so long in 2020, from relationships breaking down to financial woes to kids in school, to kids not in school, to staying healthy and safe, and on and on and on it goes. Friends, worry is so close to prayer. Worry can so quickly be changed to prayer with a small, tiny change in our focus. When we worry, we spin inside of ourselves. Our brain runs through all the possible outcomes of what we're enduring. Our brains are like our car tires stuck in the snow and we can't get any traction. We dig and we dig and we dig and we cannot get our cars unstuck. It's this cycle of anxiety in our lives. We feel anxious, so we try to take control. And the more we take control, the more afraid we are we're going to lose control. And the more we try to control, the more anxious we get. It is a vicious cycle of anxiety. And we need outside help to not only get our vehicle unstuck from the snow, but to get our brain off the focus of ourselves and to turn to the one who's able to bring peace and joy in the middle of our chaos. So instead of keeping our worries inside our head, instead of saying, I don't know what I'm going to do, we need to ask for help. We need to pray, God, I have no idea what I'm going to do. Instead of repeating the same loop in our heads, worried about an upcoming test at school, we pray, God, I don't know. I'm going to finish all my homework on time. Taking our worries and turning them into prayers and listening for God's response, that's how Paul says, truthfully, we don't need to be anxious about anything, but in every single situation you encounter, through prayer, present your request to God. Prayer is simple and it is powerful. It is talking with God. It is sharing our hearts and our anxieties out loud or in our own heads and listening for that response. In that response, God can bring peace to our minds. You know, we can resist learning how to pray because we see other people around us, we hear them praying, and they just seem to pray with the perfect words. And I don't feel like I ever have the perfect words. I picture God listening to a prayer of mine, and God's response is, yeah, okay, that was a fine prayer. And then someone else prays, and she weaves in scripture and song lyrics and what's going on in the world and in her life. And I picture God saying, wow, that was awesome. She nailed it. Brandon, that prayer stunk, but hers, that was on point. I don't think I could have done that any better. God, we know that's not how God responds to our prayers. God wants all of us to pray. All of our prayers are pleasing to God and beneficial to us. Yes, some of us are better wordsmiths, and some of us have the spiritual gift of prayer, but all of us still pray regardless. It's in prayer, not in worry and anxiety, that God meets us and can bring peace in the midst of the storm that is still raging around us. In thankfulness and gratitude, we lift up whatever is on our hearts and we listen for God's response. May we approach God in prayer like this. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Instead of trying to solve all of our problems on our own, being devoured by our own internal spiraling and our pain and our worries and anxieties, and avoiding prayer, by the way, is easily a tactic of the devil, the evil one, may we seek God's help in prayer for God to give us peace, calmness, and a direction to move forward. Now, please note, there is clinical anxiety that requires a counselor, professionals to help you process and to move forward. What we're talking about last week and this week doesn't replace what your counselor does with you, but I hope their spiritual practice to come alongside what they are equipping you to do. So as we keep walking together through 2020 into 21, directing our worries and anxieties and pain to God is essential if we're truly seeking to be the people who rejoice always, no matter our circumstances, no matter the world around us. Because there is so much grief and pain around us today. We grieve the loss of the way our kids should be going to school. We know the changes are for the health and safety of everyone, but it's still hard. It's still difficult. It's still painful. Relationships are strained under the load of 2020, and couples and marriages break apart. There is deep loss and grief of a future never to be realized. Finances are strained beyond recognition. We don't know what we're going to do next, and we don't get to do what we'd hoped we were going to do. So what is Paul's advice to do through all of this pain? Friends, we need to pray through the pain. Paul himself writes the words to us 2,000 years ago as a man in prison. He's been run out of town, arrested multiple times, had mobs try to kill him, and survived at least one shipwreck. Paul's writing to other churches that are not quite getting it, and you can read there are times he is very angry. There is pain all over Paul's story. There is this fundamental reality that we sometimes have a hard time understanding. We don't nearly have the control over our lives that we think we do. We think that our job will last a long time. We think our relationships will last until death do us part. We believe this friendship will be forever. And our health is great. But then our position is eliminated. Somebody makes a poor choice and the relationship breaks apart. A disease we didn't see coming, it changes everything. Friends, we don't always have control, but we always have the power to surrender. We don't always have control, but we always have the power to surrender to Jesus, to pray, Jesus, I have no idea what to do, but I surrender to you. It is one of the simplest and best prayers we can do. And you can even shorten it to just one word and simply pray, help. One of the ways that we fight worry and anxiety in our lives is action. Action is worry's worst enemy. And sometimes prayer is the only action you can take because you cannot control the decisions other people make. You can only control your response. And the rest, it's in God's hands. So how shall we pray? The message of Scripture is to pray honestly, pray openly, and pray often. Pray honestly. We can absorb a practice of prayer where we're not fully honest in our prayers. We censor ourselves. We don't tell God exactly how we're feeling. We hide our anger, our bitterness, and our resentment toward God. You know what Scripture shows us? God can take it. God knows we're carrying baggage and pain, so just tell God already. If we cannot believe that our loved one did that, tell God. If we cannot believe God didn't keep our loved one safe and secure, tell God. Yell at God. It's okay. God can take it, and we need to pray it. The book of Psalms in the middle of your Bible is a collection of entirely honest prayers and some hymns. Many of the Psalms are written and prayed by a people in constant conflict, constant stress, constant worry, and anxiety. We can relate, right? There is a common prayer refrain in the Psalms and other books. How long, O Lord? How long must this continue? How long? Psalm 13 begins like this. O Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O Lord, my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying, we have defeated him. Don't let them rejoice at my downfall. Honest prayer. God can take it, and we need to pray it. Then, just as Paul tells us in the Philippians, the peace of God eventually fills us and overtakes us. It happens right here at the end of Psalm 13. It concludes like this. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. We move our worries to prayer with complete honesty, and over time and consistent prayer, God's peace is made known in our lives. Pray honestly, pray openly. We're not designed to do life alone, but together, in person, online, however, we need to find a group of people we can be open with, where we can share our joys and our struggles, our celebrations and our sorrows, in prayer together. So check out all the life groups and classes we offer here. Find a group of people where you can openly share about your life. Now, this takes time. Relationships take time to develop and for trust to grow. So don't give up. Don't give up searching for the people to journey together through life with. And with your group, you can use our new Go Further handout. It's on our website, legacyumc.org/gofurther. Use it in your group to create openness and in your personal devotions. Check it out. So pray honestly, pray openly, and pray often. What will sustain us through 2020? What should sustain us always in the good and in the bad? It's prayer. It's two-way communication with God, listening for God's response with no particular language but our own. For most people, God doesn't respond to us in an audible voice, but assurances, a presence, an affirmation that we are indeed God's beloved, God's with us, and God's got us. Prayer changes our focus, pulls our minds out of the cycle of anxiety and worries, and focuses on the one, on Jesus, who came, lived, died for our sins and shortcomings, and rose again to offer new life, eternal life to anybody who wants it. We believe that with every fiber of our being, that somewhere, somehow, Sometime, Jesus will not only redeem our pain and suffering, but the pain and suffering of all who have ever lived. And when that is complete, there'll be no more crying or pain or death ever again. Ever. Pray honestly. Pray openly. Pray often. All of us, we are overwhelmed, we're exhausted, and we're carrying various levels of pain and grief with us from the year that we thought it was going to be, but wasn't. May we pray with Jesus by our side, restoring us at all times. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we are tired. We want normal back, but we know normal is still a long way off. So help us bring our honest, open, and frequent prayers to you. May we hear your response leading us out of our stuck cycles of anxiety to places of peace and joy, even in the midst of days that just seem to get crazier, not less anxious. May we go to be the people of peace that this world desperately needs. It's in the Savior's name that we pray together. Amen. Now we'll receive God's tithes, your gifts, and your offerings. You can give online or get an offering somehow to the church. I want to thank you for your continued generosity as we slowly restarted our Wednesday nights this week with two adult classes and student ministry rolling, and everyone that was here had a fantastic time. It's not too late to jump into either of those, and Legacy Kids will be starting back very soon. Now, let us sing our closing song together.